Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Budesca. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Keith Drumright. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ron Jackson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Henderson moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Armas reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Mark Budesca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Drumright reaches second base with a double. Newman moves to third. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. Drumright moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Brad Havens now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Drum Right scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Stanley trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Weiniger, who tags Stanley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross bunts towards the mound. Havens fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Havens. Murphy scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Budesca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesca is 0-for-1 in the game. Budesca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Drumright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Norris, and towards Drumright, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodwin scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Norris covering, for the out. Hatcher scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drumright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Goodwin moves to third. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Budesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budeska is 0-for-2 in the game. Budeska hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Drumright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drumright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Drumright hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Underwood now pitching. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mackanin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Shooty Babbitt now playing second base. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Goodwin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Athletics. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiniger moves to third. Jeff Jones now pitching. Dave Engel pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Doug Corbett now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Budesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budesko is 0-for-3 in the game. Budesko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.